We heard this concern from two small business people.
There are a few people that I know personally, I won't call any names or anything like that, that I know had challenges where and as now where these cruise ships are docked. You know, you have container ships now wearing cargo ships pretty much which just cannot come to offload, you know, and they have to go. Sometimes they actually dock. Anybody could see it if they travel down certain roads. Let me see, coming down to UE. You coming down that road and you look and see the port from there, then you can see cruise ships and then you can see a cargo ship probably sometimes off, just a little off dock. Sometimes you see that ship out there like 2 weeks or so. You understand? Just dock. So that in itself is a problem. Like, they've got some people that sell feed and stuff like that. Like, shipping is a perishable item. You understand? So you got feed and stuff like that is in containers out there, and you have to wait until now the cruise ships go out. Until they go out, then you cannot have the cargo ships in for you to get your goods.
Well, I had one incident that I actually paid for my shipment, and the shippers say that the ship had to leave because the cruise liners was docked in the space, so the ship had to leave and come back again, and then I incurred that expense again, so I paid for the ship twice.
When we asked the Bridgetown Port to respond, they said that there are no challenges with vessels calling at the port of Bridgetown, and the port continues to serve both cargo and cruise vessels through the winter cruise season. The Barbados Port Inc. is therefore refuting those claims made in a studio discussion by participants whose statements reflect a clear lack of knowledge of port operations. The Port of Bridgetown is a multi-purpose port serving both cruise and cargo customers, and who are very critical for different reasons to the economy of Barbados. The port is focused on balancing the needs of both sets of customers while minimizing berthing conflict and ensuring delivery on customer expectations. As a multi-purpose port, inevitably, some conflicts will occur. These, however, are resolved in the context of an age-old stated national policy where cruise vessels are accorded priority over cargo ships, and cargo lines are aware that they have to plan around this mandate. In addition to the policy, the operations team here at the port hosts daily briefing meetings focused on vessel planning, at which agents and vessel representatives are present. No agent is therefore surprised or caught off guard with respect to the time of berthing and working of their vessels. The recording received today very erroneously suggests that cargo vessels wait for up to 2 weeks outside the port because cruise ships are occupying the berths. This simply does not happen at the port of Bridgetown. The longest any vessel may be at berth is 8 to 12 hours, the exception being a vessel undergoing a scheduled refit or a breakdown which require it to await parts. The port then goes on to say this: on a single occasion this winter season, one vessel did not make its original scheduled call. This was a one-off unfortunate situation as a result of clashing vessel schedules. Due to delays in previous ports, the estimated time of arrival of the vessel was changed to 10 p.m. on Friday, December 29, 2023. On that Friday, there were, however, two other container vessels scheduled to work. Given the length of the vessels, just one could be serviced at a time, with work commencing on the first vessel at 4 p.m. The vessel took the decision to sail to Grenada and was serviced on its return to Bridgetown on Saturday, December 30, 2023. It adds that the report suggests that an importer had to pay twice for services which were not clearly defined. Again, this is doubtful. We encourage the sources of the information to come forward for candid discussion on any perceived issues they may have had. Here at the port, work is advancing on the construction of Berth 6 at a cost of $108 million and is on target for completion in August this year. This will allow for a simultaneous berthing of crews and cargo vessels. The ultimate goal is to achieve a separation of crews and cargo operations with the construction of new cruise facilities. The investment required for such is, however, significant, and the port is currently in discussions with potential partners on dedicated cruise facilities. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.